We're here now with actor Scott Bakula. Back in the present again after 5 years of leaping through time as Dr. Sam Beckett on the popular series Quantum Leap. Scott, this must have been a very interesting sort of role for you, to play a character who in turn assumes the identities and the lives of all sorts of different people throughout recent history, regardless of age, race, sex, or even species, as is shown in one episode. What are your feelings on the role of Sam Beckett?
It's probably one of the ultimate roles that's ever been created, I think, for television. I think what was fascinating to me about the role was that it continued to evolve throughout the course of the series. I'm not sure that any of us felt, or any of us knew when it started, what it was going to be ultimately. I think the first time I was a woman was a big deal, and everyone was curious and worried maybe that we couldn't pull it off. The first time I was a black man, the first time I was a lot of different things. But as we continued to have success and we continued to stretch people's imaginations and people's beliefs in what Sam could do, we realized that really the sky was the limit. And with that came, for me as an actor, just hundreds of possibilities and just an incredible, great experience.
In the last year of the series, they broke with tradition and started having you leap into real-life personalities such as Lee Harvey Oswald, Elvis Presley, and Dr. Ruth Westheimer. Is there anyone that you particularly would have wanted to leap into?
Well, this is one of those questions that I always wished I had Dean's answer. Dean always said, yeah, I wish I could have leaped into Albert Einstein and convinced him not to create E equals MC squared so we wouldn't have the bomb, you know, all this. You know, I have always said that I would have liked to have leaped into an episode somewhere concerning Martin Luther King or around Martin Luther King. I would have liked to have done a show around the Kennedys as opposed to the Maryland end of the Kennedys, yeah, or the Oswald end of the Kennedys. I really was more of a sponge in this whole process and just kind of fielded whatever came my way and tried to be open to any kind of situation that came my way. We always wanted to do an episode where I was a baby, and we never were able to do that. And I feel bad about that, because I thought that would have been a great show.
That's too bad.
Show.
You would have made a cute baby.
I don't think so, but it would have been fun to do.
The show did give you an opportunity to showcase your wide range of singing talents, as displayed on this album. When you decided to get into show business, was your focus more on being an actor or a singer?
Well, the theater that I had done as a child and growing up in St. Louis was predominantly musical theater. So when I had to make a decision of where to go when I was leaving St. Louis to pursue this business, it seemed obvious that I would go to New York City and pursue the musical theater. So, and the acting and the music came hand in hand for me, and it's just kind of my first love, I would say, the musical theater. And then to get to do a series like this and be presented with several opportunities to sing on it and sing with other wonderful singers and create great magical musical moments, that's just all icing on the cake. And fortunately, I had writers who enjoyed the music also and wanted to get involved with that. So we really got to take it and go with it, which was great.
What was your very first Broadway production? What was the first thing you did on stage?
My first Broadway production was the short-lived Marilyn, an American Fable. I played Joe DiMaggio in it back in, I believe, 1983. And it was about a two-week run with a several-week preview period, a very troubled production, some very dramatic moments before we ever got the show mounted, just in trying to get it there, raise the money, do all those things. But ultimately, the thing I dreamed about was a Broadway opening, and we certainly got that, and the red carpet and the Klieg lights and Sardis, and we did the town, and my folks came up, and we had a what I would have always kind of imagined as a Broadway opening night, except for the reviews, which were terrible. But I don't read those anyway, so I didn't let it affect my night. I still had a great night.
Well, that's good. One major hit that I think everybody knows is Romance, Romance. At what point did you do that?
I was very lucky with that. I did it during the writer's strike in 1988. I just come off a series called Eisenhower and Lutz, and I had a phone call from some people that I had worked with in New York, and they were moving a show that they'd done off-Broadway to Broadway, and they wanted to know if I'd be interested in doing it. And I happened to be going to New York to do some publicity for this series. And while I was there, we met, and I sang a little bit for them. And next thing I knew, I was doing this musical. The writers went out, and I had a job in New York City for the spring and the summer into the fall. So I was very fortunate, and that was a great experience because we were a success, and that was a huge year in New York for the theater. It was one of those great years where you had, on the musical end, you had Phantom of the Opera, and on the play end, you had M. Butterfly and Speed the Plow, I think, and some. Just it was just a great, great theater season, and we were part of that, and it was really a wonderful experience.
Mm. Yeah, have any particular favorite production, like Phantom or Cats or Les Miserables?
One of my favorite musicals in New York was Sweeney Todd. I saw that several times, and it's just a classic as far as I'm concerned.
You did kind of have a feeling for Man of La Mancha, too.
Yes, I did Man of La Mancha when I was very young. I believe I was either 20 or 21, and I got a chance in an outdoor summer theater in St. Louis to portray one of the greatest characters ever written. It's a huge role, and I'd love to do it again because it's been a long time, and obviously I think it's probably better to do it when you're a little older anyway. But I didn't know the difference. I was young and naive and just went full bore into it and had just an incredible experience. One of my strongest memories about it was outdoors in St. Louis in the summer, which means usually it's, you know, it's 100 degrees and it's 100% humidity, and trying to keep the prosthetics on my face and the mustache and the goatee and everything. I constantly was lying underneath this huge stage with glue, and every time I had a moment off stage, I was gluing this mustache on. It would have been interesting to see a video of this performance just to see if I was constantly, you know, patting my face down, and that's what it felt like. But it was great. It was a great experience, and I love the music. It's one of my favorite shows.
When they did the episode Catch a Falling Star, when they needed a production for Sam to leap into as the actor, was it your idea that they do Man of La Mancha?
Actually, if I remember correctly, Paul Brown wrote the script, and he, I think, had come up with the La Mancha idea, or the writers in their meetings had come up with it. When he came down to me, it was La Mancha, and I think it had seemed a pretty obvious choice because of the metaphor. Actually, I think at one point there was a talk about My Fair Lady. I don't remember what the other shows were, but he came down and said it's going to be La Mancha, and because of the Don Quixote and the Sancho, the comparison between you and Dean, the metaphor is great. We like the whole idea of it, the impossible dream, all that stuff, how it works into the show. And so I was thrilled. It was great. And then on top of that, we got John Cullum to come in and do it. And he's one of my idols and one of my heroes. And the first show I saw in New York was Shenandoah with John Cullum in it. And he won a Tony for it, and he was brilliant. And so all of a sudden I was working with this idol of mine.
It must have really been exciting for you.
It was incredible. And also Don directed it, so it was a very huge experience. We built a big, beautiful set on the same stage where they shot Jurassic Park. And people that remember will remember the curtain call at the end of the show where everybody came down, and the whole crew was involved. And it was a very special episode, I think. I mean, the content of it was great, and anytime you get to do music on a set, it lifts everybody. It's incredible to me. It's not a surprise to me because music is what I do, but I'll bump into crew members. I just finished shooting something with a couple of the crew members, and when I told them that, you know, we'd put some La Mancha songs on the album, they were just ecstatic because they went around for weeks afterwards singing songs from La Mancha, and it had a great effect on them. And these are a lot of people who had never even seen the show, but all of a sudden they were moved by this little excursion into Man of La Mancha world.
So in any future plans, would you want to do more directing, perhaps?
I love directing. I had a really great experience. I was only able to direct 3 shows. I remember making the phone call to Don and saying, you know, look, I don't want to make this like a negotiating point, but I would really love to direct some shows next year. This is 2 years ago. And he said, great. And that was the extent of that discussion. I didn't know how he was going to react, really. And it was a great experience because I knew everybody. I had access to everyone. I lived with these people. I knew their problems. I knew their strengths. I'm a firm believer in letting people that are hired to do the job do their job. So it was a great learning experience. Being in the editing room was kind of trippy almost. And with all the technology and everything that they have now, it was amazing how you can edit and cut and fine-tune and change and rearrange your story. These are things, of course, that I knew happened, and I saw them happen all the time, but to be a part of the puzzle-making was also fascinating to me. So I loved it. I loved the whole experience, and I liked casting. I liked working with the actors, and I'd love to do it again.
How would you say Scott Bakula and Sam Beckett are alike?
I think it's easier to talk about probably the things that we aren't alike in, because many parts of us are alike. I think Sam's a little more serious than I am. I think he's a little more naive than I am. I think he's a little more intense than I am. But overall, we shared a lot of the same qualities. I mean, I have probably somewhat of a hero fixation that I carry with me, and like to be the guy with the white hat, and certainly that was Sam. I think I learned a lot from Sam and Sam's experiences, which was also wonderful because the show put us in some great arenas with some unusual people, with some real-life people, and I learned from being in those experiences. I changed some of my opinions about situations or people or attitudes. I developed relationships with people and situations that I wouldn't normally have been able to embrace. It was a great learning experience for both of us, I think.
Would you like to do the role again if the opportunity came that they made more Quantum Leap movies or perhaps even big screen features?
I'd love to do the role again, yeah. I love the role. I am truly sorry that it's gone, but I don't believe that it's gone forever. I think this phase of quantum leaping has been terminated.
Yeah.
But I think there's the future is still wide open for it, and I would love to do it some more. And I know that Don and Deborah and everyone else associated with the show, Dean, certainly, we all feel the same way. So I think with those strong-minded people involved that it will happen.
Well, let's hope so, because it really was magical.
I think it's going to be around a long time, and I'm proud of that. I'm proud to know that it's being rerun now. And I think when the show worked, when the show clicked, it was a magical time, and it worked on many levels every episode, but there were episodes where everything came together at one time, and those were just kind of little perfect gems, and you know, you never forget that.
Thank you very much, Scott. We've really enjoyed working with you.
It's been my pleasure. I've had a ball.